live from the north side of Racine, Wisconsin. Kind of for the last time.
Well, we're still,
Kind of north side. Yeah. North central, it'll be central. Eventually. It's the official podcast of Enlarged Prostates Everywhere. Guys, Gaines, and Beer. Nothing like that inside joke intro.
Wow, that was okay, though. I was good with that.
Yeah. You know, something a little special, a little...
All right, so before we start Beer Court, Rob, you probably should explain to people why the studio looks particularly bare this evening.
We got robbed!
Yeah, we're everything
Welcome
got ripped
scene.
Off. Yeah, damn. Damn pimps and hoes. Pimps and hoes. Yeah, we're our...
Rob didn't pay his alimony.
Yeah. the official message from the towers is that we have been promoted to the sub-basement. So we will have new digs in 2 weeks. We'll be doing a trivia episode next week, and then this upcoming week it will be 2 weeks from now. Well, we'll be in the new studio, fancier studio.
I know. I came in. You got like this like new gear we haven't used. Like,
I know. It's like we're all like, pro, right? When we're getting the heck out of here.
More like a podcast. What is that about?
I know, right? It's kind of crazy.
You know, 5 years in, man. I was like,
just finally get some equipment.
Trivia? We're not doing a trivia episode.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to broadcast a trivia episode.
Yeah. But what's being recorded is something else.
We're recording something else next week.
Yeah.
We're going to record this.
By video magic, we get to time travel.
Video next week, you'll see something else. But if you tune in on the normal drop date, you'll see the trivia episode.
Yep, but the new studio it's got faster internet too, so we're gonna be speeding
faster internet, fancy things.
Yeah, we'll be talking about what we're gonna be doing next week, so we can tell people to come and join us. Looks like we're gonna have quite the crowd by the looks of it so far.
Yeah, gonna be crazy.
Okay, so we really probably should get to what we really should start the show with.
Yep, and you should probably get that mic a little bit closer when you're talking because it's not picking you up at all.
At all,
really.
Check.
That sounds a little better. There we go.
Put it in your face hole.
Put it in my face
hole. I mean, we got away with this last week.
Well, we
so.
Could hear Travis.
Right in his face hole. All
right. Let's do this.
Oh, wait. We got to switch. Yeah. Okay, wait. It's not like I've ever done this before.
No, not yet.
It's not like.
Not ready.
Wait, not. No, not Pepsi Man. Wait. Roll on. There we go. Bear Court.
Dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
Bear Court.
That was terrible.
You threw us completely off, Larry.
I was like, oh wait, I'm not ready yet. No.
We gotta get Larry up by a mic too. Have to bring him a little bit closer.
Actually, turn him up a little bit. Or put him next to your mic. Yeah, there you go. All right, so we're doing another Wisconsin brew. This is a Wisconsin brew we have not done ever before. And, Ryan, what's the name of the brew?
Pecatonica Beer Company out of
Monroe, Wisconsin.
All right, and we're doing their Nightfall Lager. So it's a black lager. What do they say about that?
How far is Monroe?
That's racist.
Monroe, not too far.
Well, they call it a dark lager.
More racist.
Okay, so somebody can read what that description says. It's on the end cap.
On the end. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Holy wow, that's going to test
okay,
my eyes.
Gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you two things you don't do. You don't print red on cardboard, and you don't print white on cardboard. You know why? Because you can't effing read it.
I'm going to probably halfway make something up here.
All right.
Pentonica Beer Company follows the course of the Pentonica River through the rolling hills of Wisconsin and Illinois. Our founders are proud of the extraordinary Midwest heritage created by this beer to honor its history. Our inspiration for Pentonica Beer Company did not come in a day. Dedication and hard work behind every sip of our beer. Through this tradition, Pentonica Beer Company will be offering a series of beers to provide perfect treat for the craft beer enthusiast.
Wow.
There's also a recipe created by the late and great Buddy Holly, obviously. No, I just made that up.
Thank you, gentlemen, for a bunch of dribble on the side of your beer container.
We do have the Nightfall Lager. Ah. Truly balanced dark lager brewed with the finest Cascade Centennial, Hallertau hops, and traditional malts. Enjoy our love for artisan craft beer.
Wow. That's kind of special.
More dribble. All right, let's try this, guys. Wait.
Getting it. Getting it.
That's dark.
Ooh, that is dark for all. I've had dark lagers before. This
is the darkest dark lager I've had.
Yeah, this tastes almost like a porter. You got those chocolatey notes on it?
Yeah, definitely got some chocolate notes on it.
Very roasted.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know if I'd call this a lager.
It's on the bottle.
Hmm?
No.
The two-word description.
Well, they let it sit around a while.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just because I ferment it cold does not make it a lager. I suppose I use the lager yeast, but I'm sorry. It almost tastes like a porter.
Yeah, you're not getting echoed to death, are you, Larry?
Nope, doing okay.
I mean,
good.
Not that it's bad, but it tastes like a porter.
Yeah, for sure.
Not like a lager.
Now, you're gonna hand this to me in a blind taste test. I would never guess in a dark lager.
Right. We've had black lagers and dark lagers before, and it's interesting because they will be very dark in color, but they'll still have that lager taste to them, that lighter taste to them. This has got a heavy taste to it.
How's the APV on this thing?
Yeah, does it say?
Oh, 5.9, okay.
Okay, so it's, yeah.
It's starting to get up there. Yeah. I was like, you can start to get a little bit of the tinge there. It's
Also high for a lager.
Wow.
You know what the strangest thing is? When I first opened it, it almost smelled like blueberries.
I can see that.
Kind of a strange...
Yeah, the smell. You're not wrong, Larry.
No. No, it's fruity. It's fruity smelling. Oh. And that's the Cascade hops. Cascade hops tend to be a little fruitier.
I can't taste a lot right now.
To me, it's...
There's not a lot of finish at the end.
No, there's very little finish at the end. I mean, it's not
I'm just trying to get
any. You're not getting a whole bunch of hops at the end. You're getting that chocolatey notes on the front and maybe a little citrusy. But mainly that chocolate, man. You're right, Jeff Travis. They roasted the shit out of that.
Yeah.
They did.
I mean, like, I would say, again, if you're into darker beers, this is good.
Yeah, no, it's
I would have enjoyed this a lot more in my early 20s. Than
right, I would not call it a lager. I'd darn near call this a porter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the ingredients they use is technically a lager. But,
right,
man.
Right. Again, you can use lager yeast. You know, it's these hybrid recipes they're doing nowadays where they take, you know, they use a lager yeast
in
IPA or something like that. Yeah. But that's a really dark...
It's...
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, okay, you know, what do you do well? Like a straight black beer, you know, I mean... Is it doing anything well? I guess like okay, it's kind of like a black beer, but it's kind of you know,
here's my thing: it's a 5.9 on the alcohol content, so it's heavy on the alcohol already for a lager or a pilsner or a lighter beer, like most of those would be. So it's not doing anything special there. It's doing more what a porter would do, which starts to get in that 6 to 7 area when you're drinking a porter. So at that point, you could have a porter. Is it a light-tasting dark beer, which, again, we've done some on the show, where they say it's a black lager, and it's like, wow, that's really dark, but it tastes like a lager. You may still get those chocolatey notes, you still may get some of that coffee notes. This has got the chocolatey notes, but it's still, I swear to God, I'm drinking a porter.
You know, honestly, the closest thing of this reminds me of, and again, it's a lot darker, this is like, this is very, it reminds me of the Fuel Cafe coffee.
They're stout coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fired by Lakefront Brewery.
Wow.
It almost tastes the exact same.
Yeah, now that you said that, yeah. You could probably do those side by side. They would taste the exact same.
Or very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, so
Fuel Cafe makes a stout.
It's my Lakefront Brewery.
That's our Lakefront Brewery.
Yeah.
Fuel Cafe Stout.
It's a coffee stout.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no coffee in this.
But there's no coffee.
I taste it, but
this
I wouldn't...
This is weird. I like it, but I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not saying I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a good, like, it's a solid tasting beer.
Right.
It's really the Bruce Jenner of beer.
It constantly changes.
It tucks. No, it just tucks it.
Oh, God.
All right, so
we're going to get a verdict on this, all right?
Before we get sent to court.
Yeah.
What are you saying? It's beer queer? Is it? Oh, is it what it wants to be?
It's questioning. It's questioning.
It's
It's experimenting against boundaries.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with down the middle. Here's the thing: if I would have bought this for a lager, I would have been disappointed.
Yeah, I just don't see many merits to it. It's like if you really like dark beers, you can try this because it's interesting and it does taste pretty good.
Yeah,
but I don't ever see you like going on your way to pick this up or bring it to a party or have friends try it. Like it's a very, very unique beer.
For a lager, it's unique.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a porter, I would say it's a normal porter.
That's a good way to put it. I think unique beer, if you want to try something unique.
Different.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'd consider it a lager.
And it does pack kind of a punch, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not amazing,
six,
but.
It's almost six. All right.
All right, so.
So, Judge?
On count number one of being so syrupy, Aunt Jemima should sue your ass. Guilty. On count number two of not being a very convincing cross-dresser, I find you guilty, but I'm going to defer sentence because I'm willing to drink it, you know?
So as long as it's reasonably attractive, medium thumb you'll go for it?
I've told you this.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you, at least you know.
Exactly.
At least you know they're not faking their orgasm. Yep. This is terrible. Terrible episode already.
Wow. We haven't gotten through beer court and this is going down so fast.
Not good. Not good.
All right, so Rob, what's the real topic this evening?
Okay, so today's topic is, we're moving. And we're going to talk about what is, maybe. We'll see how that goes.
Jesus.
Ugh. But anyway, we're going to talk about what is the first console you pack up. You not only last one packed up and the first one out. And
yeah, because obviously it's very stressful to move, and you're going to need to take a couple game breaks, obviously.
Damn right.
Obviously. So, but also something, in case you guys haven't noticed, there's a conspicuous difference with the audio tonight. If you're listening to us, you won't notice it, but if you're watching us, Larry's not here.
Yeah.
So.
And we've killed a dog.
Yes. it's dinner time.
With
okay?
our brains.
It's dinner time. So, Larry, where are you right now?
I'm in Madison.
Yeah, but where are you actually? Physical location.
Oh, yeah. Super exciting.
So we can bomb it.
I'm in the Lords of the Trident podcast studio.
Yes! Yes. So you are coming to us live from the Lords of the Podcast Trident studio.
Lords of the Podcast Trident studio.
Have another gin tonic, brother.
Come on.
Podcast.
Try again.
Lords of the Trident podcast studio.
There you go.
What
I said.
Lords of the Podcast Trident studio.
Wow. I do need to have another beer.
Oh, good times. So.
All right, so. Did Laura walk in and not just come down?
No, there she is.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
When Jericho attacks.
All right.
Hello, you guys got started like on time today?
No, we were like 20 minutes late anyways.
Yeah.
We're always late, you know that.
It never happens on time. Laura's here, yay!
Do you want a not black lager?
It's interesting. I'm kind of curious.
Wait. Okay, let's not say anything.
Yeah.
Real quick, crack the top on this.
I am curious.
Try it and tell us what you think. I want to see what you would give the ball.
Beer court ever.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, this is a very, very complicated situation.
That's right.
All right, we have to go through all the evidence.
The beer is complicated.
I don't like that at all.
The lager. If we would have had thumbs down, it would have pushed it over.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. It's supposed to be a lager, and it tastes like a porter.
But it's not. It's like a lager and a porter had a terrible love child, and then it was aborted.
it's like an old avocado. Had sex with an older avocado. Not loving sex. Hate sex.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with the relationship.
Like some kind of like erotic asphyxiation happened.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I'm going to bet that, that won't change the verdicts on it, because the verdicts pretty much went along with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, so getting back down to it. Rob, our real topic tonight is...
Last system out, first system in when you move.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
So what is the one game system that if you have to move someplace, you're going to pack last, you can play it to the last minute, and then pop that sucker out as soon as you get there and set it up? All right.
Do you want to start with Larry?
Yeah, Larry, why don't you go ahead and start this out, seeing as you're the
Mr. Boxman.
Disembodied voice.
Oh, you guys didn't start with me? I wanted to get a feel for what we were defining as a council.
What the hell?
Okay, fine. We'll start with somebody else.
Okay. No, I'll bring an egg crate.
I was thinking about this, and I feel like it counts, but you guys can tell me if it doesn't. You know, I recently bought a bar top, and it was featured on the back half of one of our podcasts as we fixed the controller. I bought one of those, like, 60 games in one bar top old games, you know, Burger Time and Donkey Kong and all that. And it's because it's all packaged in one, the TV, the game system, everything. And it's compact because it's a bar top version. That would be the last thing. And also, you don't always have, like, a ton of time to sit down and, like, you know, I'm really going to invest in this because you got other stuff going on. Just, all right, I'm going to take 10 minutes and kill some stuff.
You know, no, that just makes great sense, actually. And again, it really is console-ized. It's not really like a full-size arcade game. It's not like you're using, like, a candy cab. It's actually, like you said, a small bar top or tabletop cabinet. So yeah, that makes good sense. And I have to agree with you on the part. You really don't have time to sit down for anything long game wise. You are gonna.
I rule it legit.
I mean, you know. I mean...
All right.
as for mine, I mean, obviously, again, the PC is the last thing to go, but because you carry that shit on you anyway. But console wise. For me, I have a specific setup, I have a tote of games specifically for my Genesis and Super Nintendo. I keep all that stuff together, and then I've got my really nice Sony PBM20 M4U, and again, I can stack it all up. It's really neatly goes together, and I can unpack that stuff. And again, I kind of package it together because I have multi-cards for both of them, so I can just stick them in and play, and I can really play anything I want without actually getting all my games out. Because otherwise cartridges would be a total hindrance, because, you know, that stuff's not easy to pack. Again, the cabling's a little elaborate, but at the end of the day, that setup brings me the most joy. Like, again, they're fairly simple games you can play, that you can pick up for 10, 15 minutes, you know, play Mario World, or sit around and play a couple rounds of Mortal Kombat. But at the end of the day, like, when you're, like, really stressed and packing, like, I think everybody's answer is going to differ, because it's... but for me, again, it's games that kind of take you back to a little bit of a simpler time. Like, you know, the childhood stuff you really, really enjoyed. So, again, I've got a specific setup that I really prioritize. And I have played a lot when it's unpacked, obviously. But it's definitely the last to go and the first thing I unpack. I have known that because I moved pretty recently. About a year and a half ago, and that was the last thing to go.
Yeah. Well, the SNES is a good call on that, too.
Good gaming.
Right, Genesis isn't bad, but the SNES
is good. I know, you gotta know the titles.
Right,
you gotta know your Gunstar Heroes and Dynamite Heady.
But the SNES has got so many solid titles for it. And, again, most of them are pick-up-and-go games where you're not gonna have to do 20 hours of gaming on it. You're gonna sit it there, like you said, you'll get in, you'll play a couple of rounds. Okay, now it's back to loading crap out of the truck.
Yeah, you know, that's it. I do like that choice, too. You know, I mean, I could play Mario All-Stars and Donkey Kong Country, you know, like, all day. That'd be great.
Yeah. And again, that's, again, one of the ones you'll pop in, do a couple of rounds, boom, you're out.
So. But yeah, I mean, the real answer would still be the PC, though. Because
yes.
It's a bitch to pick up, though.
This is something that we've talked about. So, and we'll get into this more when we get to our choices. You may not have internet access. And if you don't have internet access...
plebs. You tether from your phone? Come on.
Oh, no.
It's 2017.
Yeah, I would not tether from my phone.
I'm tethered from my phone, but it's gaming... It's 2017. Gaming when you're tethered from your phone...
I use Cricket Wireless. There is no effing way I'm going to use that crappy-ass connection for anything.
I tether my phone all the time, but gaming from your phone, tethering, does not work as well.
It barely browses.
I also moved recently, and the first thing to get hooked up is the internet.
It's before you even moved in. I know. Generally, that's how it works. Just saying, there are times when you move it and it's not done.
I don't have that.
Especially if you move into an apartment.
You know, the games right. I work that's work.
If you move into a house, it's easy because right. you won't have any holes and shit.
You play turn-based board games on Steam, and you know, internet phone works fine.
Yeah. You just, yeah, again, you install a bunch of games where you go offline and you play some greats, you know.
You're totally not on cricket, are you, Larry? That turn and take a half hour. It says 4G, but they are so lying.
That's what you get for paying like the $20 for your phone.
Unlimited internet!
One megabit.
Baseball.
Yeah, it's 4G, man. It's pretty pathetic.
What about you, Laura?
I am actually, if we're talking just like the console that gets unpacked first, unpacked first, impact last, it would be the Xbox One, because that's where, like, all of our, like, TV watching and stuff is from
that's
as well.
Fair.
You know, so, like, Netflix, HBO, all that stuff, it's all on the Xbox One.
Oh,
like,
the good old Xbox One Media Center.
Yeah.
As opposed to gaming machine.
I don't really play, like, new...
Hey,
yeah!
It does games, too, and but it has that features.
I don't really do, like, new games. I really like the old games, like the, you know, Genesis and Nintendo and stuff. So, if it's, like... I don't ever play Xbox games, but I certainly watch Netflix on it. But if it's not, like, a console that you'd, like, hook up to your TV, then it would be, like, the 3DS. Because I'm always playing that one, so... It doesn't ever really get packed.
No, but see, that's it. That's point. Well, you start
very small. Yeah, again,
right. those you just stick in your jacket right. pocket.
It's in my purse, and then like it never really gets packed. Right. So that one doesn't count. So I guess my Xbox One, so that I can watch TV.
I'm glad, Nora, you said that because you know I thought about it, but I thought Rob would tease me incessantly about it. So.
He was going to.
Yeah, that's why I said it, so that I could save you.
We were just waiting for you to go into it.
That's true. It's absolutely, positively true.
All right, Ryan, how about you?
Well, I guess now that I look at the systems I have...
over
the past 3 years.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
3 years
the,
or whatever.
The systems I have, because he's got a bitch load.
I'm thinking of what I would get the most enjoyment out of right away, and I probably would agree with Travis, is the whole bringing out a Super Nintendo. There's so many great games that give you the 5 to 10 minute, you know, enjoyment plays. You play, you switch the game.
It's pure unadulterated.
And
joy.
You can go back to moving in or whatever you're supposed to really be doing.
Yeah, instead of just screwing around.
I don't know, man. Yeah. It's totally going to be pretty distracting.
You guys don't live with Justin, obviously, because he makes you move in and unpack, like, same
everything,
day.
Everything.
And if it's not completely unpacked the same day, you're not playing Nintendo.
My basement is still in MGC disarray.
And then you respond, okay, Justin, I thought there was America where we could make our own choices.
I literally just finished resetting up my gaming room.
I still haven't unpacked my MGC.
I don't feel bad because I'm usually the last one to finish.
Yeah. I legitimately finished MGC and it was okay. I didn't unpack my car till Tuesday night. It still wasn't done Wednesday, and there's still two small TVs in there that I was just like, yeah, I'll get around to it eventually.
So you're still not back together yet.
Every table in the basement has something on it. It's just not hooked up or anything.
That's
it looks more like I'm moving than anything.
Right?
At this point.
From the posts of going, hey, where's this cable? Obviously, this last weekend, I finally unpacked all my MDC and reset it all up.
But at least you found the cable.
This year it was all me.
I never didn't have it, but I didn't find what I found was knowledge.
Ah, that's it. Knowledge.
Wait a minute. This system never used that cable. A PlayStation 3 uses an HDMI. Duh.
You can do analog video.
You can, but I never used it that way, so I'm like looking for the RCA cable.
Well, yeah, with the
PS3 going, all right, I know this fits in there, but you... And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's HDMI.
Yeah, and the PS3 won't do the 3D along the composite.
Right.
You have to have the HDMI to do the 3D on the PS3. Yes,
right.
The more I drink it, the less I like it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting worse.
I still remember going to somebody's house who's had a PS3, and they're like, let's play some games, and they still had like a 36-inch tube TV.
Hell yes!
It was like
it was born to be played.
Wow!
It was I had 30 on par graphics. I think like the map thing that should be like this big blew up to like.
I don't know, like, I had some pretty monster ones, like, my aunt and uncle gave us a TV, and not only moved it out of a basement, it was like a 36-inch, I had moved it into the top floor of a dorm room.
Oh, yeah. God!
The Mitsubishi?
Oh, God!
That thing was
that thing was a monster! Yeah. I forgot about that one.
That thing wasn't even that good.
No, oh, and you moved it up there. Yeah,
at Marquette?
Yeah, Marquette.
Yeah, Marquette. Yeah,
ninth floor.
That's when he was living on in the old Y building.
Yeah.
That was oh my god.
Yeah,
that
was a pretty giant ass. That and the disco ball, man. It was a good times. Love that disco ball. I miss that disco ball.
You just used to have the most outrageous items.
Yeah. I'll work on that.
Okay, so I'm going to go pretty simple. You know, if I've got to do something, it's going to be the Xbox. From a standpoint,
the OG.
Yeah,
the standard.
Yep, off the shelf. Well, not off the shelf. It's been soft modded. I've got coin ops 5 or 6 on it.
Which reminds me to update yours. Like
I know I don't. Have 5 on one and 6 on another. I got to get them up.
I don't even have it on mine.
Yeah, well they're both bad.
Modding party.
But yes, but here's the thing about the original Xbox. You can play everything on it. Okay, I mean literally everything on it. Want to play a Genesis game? I'm going to play a Genesis game. SNES game? I'm going to play a SNES game. Watch movies? I got a bitch load of media on it. If you're moving into an apartment or something like that, you don't have your internet hooked up, sometimes there can be a day or two downtime. Doesn't need the internet. Everything just is right on the hard drive and just works. If you've got most of your media already on it, you're good to go. You don't have to screw around. You can just set that thing up and play or watch movies. Yes, you can't watch streaming video on it.
If you have a bunch of stuff
on there. But if your internet is working already, Cody, thank God, and all your streaming media.
I'm sorry, if it's on an Xbox, it's still XBMC because that's what its name is.
XBMC, but you can still get all
the... hipster comment of the day.
You can still get all the plugins for it.
This one?
All the plugins, but
media. I'm thinking Jarvis. What was one before that? Was it no? Isengard was after. But regardless, it's like they officially discontinued.
Right. But if you use one channel on XBMC, you're still going to be able to stream most of your media. Hmm. Except that one channel's getting kind of sucky.
You go to Exodus, man.
I don't use one channel on any of my systems anymore. I used to use one.
I have Exodus.
One channel was everything I used before, but
okay.
The problem was one channel has gotten kind of .
You don't know.
For a while, it was a thing.
From the discs.
Oh, you're so adorable.
So, Rob, fearless leader. You are in the middle of this process.
Yeah, we're admitting to crimes on tape here.
Yeah. I'm the second. It's definitely going to be the Xbox, the original Xbox, because it's got I've got movies galore on it, and it's perfect for playing movies. It's perfect for playing a couple quick games. It's got a bunch of music on it. I think from the late '90s, mid 2000s.
It's a period.
Hey, you're not the late '90s.
I have a bunch of on the original Xbox. A bunch of early 2000s music.
See, right?
I'll listen to it and be like, I forgot about this.
I think there's some Linkin Park on it.
There's a bunch of music on my Xbox that I would never listen to anywhere else. Like, I've got, a bunch of System of a Down.
What the hell, though?
But, when I'm playing a game, and it's like, oh, you can put an in-game soundtrack, and it's just like, yes, I ripped this back in, 2004, and I'm still fucking listening to it.
I was with Xbox monitors and, Linkin Park and System of a Down. It's like, that is required on every Xbox that's been modded. Yes,
maybe it comes with XBMC. Loves Linkin Park and System of a Down. Yeah. 16-year-old me is like, oh my god, it's so good.
It is indeed. Yeah, so I think it's really the only way to go because we're gonna have to have something out there. And of course, this house is still where we live for another week after the house is bought. So we're working on it, because if you haven't seen it, it's amazing. But you know my deal with houses. I don't pay retail. I get distressed houses, and distressed houses are a pain in the ass. I don't know if you ever saw this house when we got it, but Jesus Christ.
I saw it when you first got it.
Yeah, it's pretty horrendous. So, did you see the carpet in the living room?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god! Yeah, I ripped that up right away.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
rip that up
it was nasty. This was one distressed house, but it, you know, it's worth twice what I paid for it, and the next one will be worth probably what, another third on top, probably.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Easy.
It's a good deal. Big tall ceilings. It's sexy, but it's a pain in the ass.
See, I like my houses move-in ready. I'm lazy.
You know, if this does not go through, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am just gonna freaking get one that's move-in ready because my want for a deal has really bit me in the ass on this one. I'm just like,
maybe a little,
Jesus,
maybe a
God, is this one stress.
Hurricane standards, Rob.
It is built to hurricane standards.
For the hurricanes that run through this
10-foot basement. It's got a 10, yeah, it's got a 10-foot basement.
The guy,
built it himself.
We get bombed by North Korea.
The guy, yeah.
Yes.
We go to Rob's basement.
Excellent.
And we'll still have vaulted ceilings, which is
damn
freaking
straight.
Great. Ugh, it's insane.
Okay, so Rob, getting anyway. Back to the topic. At
so anyway,
place.
Yeah, the Xbox is the one. I don't. I would recommend though. You know, honestly, we talked about a lot of different consoles, but you know, those little the little plug and plays, I think it'd be a good one to bring too. Because you know what, no setup, you're beat to shit. You can hook it up to anything. You don't feel
batteries
like doing much.
Really need to.
Yeah, and no brainers.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a
good
choice.
Yeah, I thought about it. I really didn't even think about any of the plug and plays.
Can we do a quick fire what we've been playing?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
No, we need to.
I know what you've been playing because I see you on live.
All the fucking time, dude.
It's
Travis playing. Travis is playing.
Yeah, obviously it's been Elite Dangerous. Step back to that game. I bought it. It was
so good.
A couple months after it came out. And it was, it was decent then because but it was, it's still early release or whatever. And they're still constantly working on the game. But I came back to it a couple years of being away from it. And they've added a crap ton of stuff. And it's really fun. And again, it's basically, you're in space, you're you can find multiple ways to make money, whether it be mining, or, you know, hunting bounties, or trading items, or...
Straight up piracy
and killing other people and stuff. So again, mainly I'm a trader, and, so I was like, okay, I'm making all this money, kind of starting to, you know, get better ships, and I can carry more cargo, and trade with more ports, and make it further out in the galaxy, so I can make more money, and it's starting to kind of snowball, right? So I was having a great time. I'd hit a port and I'd find, oh, hey, these are, you know, on the same route. I can kind of take this to one place, make some money, and then continue on my route. And I have enough, and I'm kind of like making my decision, like, what ship am I going to save up to buy next? And there was two options. I had a multi-purpose ship called the Asp Explorer and the fun little ship for bounty hunting called the Vulture. And I was like, okay, I've been playing this game.
I thought I heard what I...
No,
yeah,
those are from the original game.
Yeah, yeah. So again, this follows the original Elite. Again, it's got a lot of
not
the
what
same,
I thought I heard.
Same lore and everything.
I
so
saw,
it's great.
Never mind.
And it's very well done. So I'm like, okay, I've been trading for 40 hours. I want to do something new and different. This is good. I'm gonna try some bounty hunting. So okay, first of all, obviously you try a profession you're not used to. I'm gonna look at YouTube, find some people who have done it, right? Okay, I am just got enough money to get a new ship. So I'm, like, looking at how to do bounty hunts. And trading is pretty easy. You're, like, flying in a straight line. Every once in a while, you get interdicted by pirates.
Right.
They try to steal your crap. I'm like, okay, I try to avoid them, and I just jump to, you know, my freight ship drive away, and I escape. It's pretty easy. Low risk. I haven't died in, like, 40, 45 hours, right? My first death... is, hey, I'm watching a YouTube video on how to bounty hunt. Oh, this guy gives you the loadout? Great. I know what I need to buy. He's like, okay, everybody's talking about how great this Vulture ship is. I'm like, this is going to be really exciting. I'm going to buy my first Vulture. I'm going to do some bounty hunting. Great. So, fucking, I'm watching this video, and he's taking on a very much larger ship called an Anaconda. And I'm, like, hearing all these shots. Turns out I'm getting shot at. And I was legitimately a few kilometers from a giant base.
Oh.
I had flown to this base, requested docking, and I put it on autopilot. Because I'm like, okay, I'm within...
I'll watch the video.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch this video while this thing docks in the background. And I'd have no idea that I'm getting shot at because the video is also in combat. So I alt-tab back to my window. I'm like, oh, hey, there's me blowing up right now. All right, that's a couple million credits down
the I was just going to say, because the thing about that game is they give you the first ship, which is the shittiest
Sidewinder
ship
is this one.
Right,
But every other ship, you have to buy. And it takes a bitch load to
buy. You can pay insurance, so it helps a little bit.
But then if you die, it all goes
away. You're done.
No, there's insurance.
Yeah, if you,
it's reduced cost. But it sent me back a couple hours of work.
Oh, no.
So that was the first part. Okay. So I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. Like, okay, that was kind of on me, though. I'm trying to learn bounty hunting.
Yeah.
So, all right, I go back to these trade routes. I'm earning some more money. Finally get enough to finally fucking buy the Vulture. And, all right, I got it kind of loaded out to start. It's a fun ship to fly around, and I am the worst fucking bounty hunter on the planet. I cannot find shit. They're like, oh, find this Goliath on this fucking planetary system. I'm like, nope, can't find it. Okay, in between the hours of X and X, there's going to be this space pirate here. I'm like, nope, can't find that. And I'm like, okay, I've been making, I can make like a few hundred thousand to a million at, like within an hour. Doing this trading, I legitimately fucking sold the Vulture back like 3 hours later, bought a trading ship, and then made a shit ton of money, like more than I've ever made in my life, just going back to trading.
Oh my
so I was like, okay, I guess that's the fate saying, hey, you're gonna be a trader for a while. Maybe eventually I'll dive back into really dangerous. I mean, I'm not playing it, but I'll dive back into another profession later. But yeah, for the foreseeable future, I am a traitor, and that's not changing. So
you're not a dangerous man.
Evidently not.
No, I'm not. But it's a really fun game. I'm trying to get some like friends on it because you can do multi crew. You can actually have multiple people on your ship now, which
is cool.
Yeah, so you have somebody fly in the guns, or you can deploy hangar. Yeah, seriously, it is like fucking playing Firefly.
Yeah, no, it really is.
It is great.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I never thought about thinking
you
that way.
You can salvage shit in space.
It's a lot like that. Now that you mentioned it,
yeah, there's like a different faction. Yeah, it's like a Firefly video game.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
I would play that.
And it's fun.
All right, Ryan, how about you? What are you playing?
I'm still playing Zelda.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great game.
I'm on like 70 hours.
Yeah, on the Switch. Yeah, he's got some time on that now.
I think I've surpassed how many hours I've played in the Xbox One playing video games. With playing Zelda in
with one game.
In a what? 2 months now? So
yeah, but it's been
how long have you had your Xbox about?
A year and a half or something?
Yeah. So
now the Xbox is a great media center. It plays Netflix and our Blu-ray is very well, considering my PS3 kind of took a dive. So
this is my Blu-ray player too.
I'm fully enjoying it, and I've got my Mario Kart 8 on pre-order, so
okay,
I'm looking
forward to
that coming this weekend.
It's a good piece of hardware.
I think between those two
games, there's going to be enough games. Again, Square Enix has just decided that, hey, we're going to do exclusive RPGs for it.
Oh, well, I've been thinking about it, but like, I don't know if it's worth it for like one game. Like,
I would wait. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Wait for the pre-holiday sales. Again, they're going to have a very established.
They'll actually bundle a game.
That's what they're going to do. It's going to be enough to push over the edge. Don't fucking deal with the scalper shit or having to hunt it down.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that anyway. Although, like, I say it like, oh, it's only one game. Although, I only play one game at a time anyway. So I act like I'm, like, playing all these games at once.
I mean, 1-2 Switch is pretty good. Again, the Bomberman games, I mean,
that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to those games.
Yeah.
I'm putting in my decorating budget.
Zelda is
a decorating
budget. Yeah, I'm putting in the decorating budget for the house. That would be nice. Look good.
Yeah, I spend an hour here and there and just go for finding hearts and trying to find the all the little things before I try to beat the game. I'm like really delaying beating the game because I want to be able to
enjoy the experience.
Can we do an episode on that? Games that you just don't want to beat?
Yeah, you don't want to finish, right?
Yeah,
pretty much. It's like,
I
don't think I've enjoyed a game as much as this one in a long time.
Really. Nice.
That's how I always play my Zelda games. Like, you have to really, like, hunt.
Yeah, now.
Now, Larry. Oh, hey. Oh, wait. Hold on, guys. Sorry to interrupt. Apparently, I gotta go. I gotta go test out some mead.
Oh.
Whoa. That was, like, so tough. Oh, my God. You picked this crap.
Larry gets the emergency beer next in the new studio.
Oh, wow.
For like 3 weeks.
Out of spite.
Yeah, it's been sitting in the back of the fridge forever.
Wait, Larry, where are you going to go test that meat out at?
Oh, Boss Meadery. Boss Meadery.
By the way, where are we going to be next week on Tuesday, Larry?
We are going to be at Boss Meadery, and we're going to be doing a small show and then running some Game of Werewolf.
I wouldn't say it's going to be a small
Super
show.
Exciting.
We're going to be doing a show. Don't say small. I got a feeling it's not going to be.
Just hit him.
I meant time-wise.
Okay, a short show.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy the fact that we've been doing this for 5 years.
I know. Too long. Who thought it would last this long?
I know. Fucking God. Past, like, five, six episodes. For the love of God. All right, Larry, go drink some meat for us.
All right.
Make sure it's not poison.
All right. Well, talk to you guys later.
Bye, Larry.
Bye.
Bye.
I love me some Larry.
Yeah, well. He's gonna,
We can love him live next week at Boss Meadery.
At Boss Meadery, we will pimp Larry out all the time we're there.
Like the dirty hoe he is.
With maybe 16 cents and some lint in your pocket.
Pocket lint, yes.
I got some pocket lint for him.
All right.
Oh, wait. Really? Yeah, sorry.
Larry, what have you been playing?
So, I know you guys did what you picked up at MGC last weekend, but I picked up Nancy Drew for the DS because
Did you get that?
So Kara at Jess's bridal shower, Kara, Travis's cousin Kara, was talking about how for her birthday the next day she was going to play the PC versions of Nancy Drew and how awesome they
were.
Which
are pretty good, yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to get the DS version. Not as awesome.
Kind of sucked.
It really sucks, but I can't stop.
It can't be that bad!
If you ever want, I have a surprisingly robust collection of Nancy Drew games, believe it or not.
Whoa.
For multiple...
What?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. It's kind of a long
story. Well, if you have them for the PC, I would like some, because Car got me all excited to play Nancy Drew, and I picked up these DS things thinking that they would be the same, and they're not the same!
Let's go back to the point. Okay, I understand her getting the DS version, I understand Carl loving the PC version.
It's a long story.
I have a
robust collection.
Surprisingly
robust collection. Of
it's a long story. I don't want to talk about it on air, okay?
Travis is going to be cosplaying Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew.
They're good games.
Can we all cosplay as Nancy Drew next year for MGC?
I'm okay with it.
I am too, actually.
You have the hair for it.
I know. See, I'm good with this.
And I got the ass.
All right, Rob, how about you? What are you playing besides your ass?
No, just my ass. No. 8-Bit Armies I've been playing, which is a real-time strategy game. It is a 3D game, but it's done like in an 8-bit style. So like when you kill something, it like just blows up in little pixels. It's a simple RTS. It's not like, you know how modern RTSs are just super complicated? It's probably why they've been dying. But this one goes back to the roots. It's basic, but it's got, you know, you gotta actually, like, after a while anyway, it starts real easy, but after a while you've gotta actually, you know, do some actual strategy there. And it's fun. I like it. I like the graphics. I like the gameplay. I originally got 8-Bit Armies, which was basically the same thing without aliens, but I wanted some aliens to kill. And it's fun. I like it. It's got a good sense of humor about itself and nice mission play. It plays pretty quick. It's hard to play during your lunch at work because everybody bugs you, but I've been trying. to play it at work, and then somebody calls. I had that happen today where I got called, and boom, I was wiped out. It's kind of sad. Yeah, he's like,
hey, Rob, how's it going?
Like that call during Elite, Travis?
to be fair, like the game is, and again, when you're trading especially, it's like pure Xenoblade. It's like, alright, I'm flying in a straight, I like just slow down the ship a little bit, it'll do its thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just...
What are you going to do, run into nothing?
Well, I mean, we have lunches, but they're not like real lunches because you might end up working during it, so...
Yeah.
Well,
I do try to sneak a game in.
Times constantly change,
That's
kind of random.
When you're an IT worker, so you don't take a lunch from... I get lunch from noon to 12:30. No, you get lunch whenever you can put your work down, and again...
That's why I leave the building.
Ooh, gigaway.
No, that is the only way.
Oh, see, I'm in HR, and I have a company phone. So
no, because someone will bother you.
Yeah, that's why I leave.
That's the only time I get a real lunch if I leave the building.
So, funnily enough, I actually have a recorded video, because I can slave the last 5 minutes, I have the recorded video
of me getting
blown up.
From his black box.
Of watching a video on YouTube saying, oh, hey, here's how you bounty hunt, and then I alt-tab back, and I'm like, the only reason is because I was legitimately on my lunch break at work, I wasn't swearing up a storm. I was just like, oh, that happened. That's very unfortunate. but I remember my very specific face, I was like, It was not pleasant, and I was just like, "Oh well, what do I do?"
All right, so I'm going to wrap this up with, I've been trying out Nebula Commander. Have you tried it yet, Rob?
No, I've got it, though,
I know you do. We picked it up from Pac-Rat Games.
For the Metro?
Oh.
The RTS one?
Yeah, it's the RTS one. It's a good, solid art. So here's the thing with the Vectrex. There's not a lot of memory in it. The cartridge doesn't have any kind of battery save or anything like that.
At least what you can render.
Right, it's vector graphics. But you know something? It's a classic RTS. From that standpoint, they did a really good job.
So are you like making like different types of ships and
No. It's basically space exploration, shoot up aliens, get to your base, that kind of thing. But it's a good straight game. You're trying to establish territory.
Like, does your controller like control like a pointer where you like select a unit?
No. It's some of it's like that, but a lot of it is actually arcade play. So they did a good. It's a good mix of both. Again, I gotta say, I'm impressed. You can play two player game, which I haven't tried yet.
They stuck
a two player in it, which we'll have to give a try.
Yeah,
we'll
have to try that.
Yeah. It's a solid game. They did a good job on it, considering the memory limitations, everything else of the Vectrex. They did just a solid job. So, I haven't gotten deep into it because my copious spare time. But I at least took a look at it. That was the first one I wanted to look at because it was, an RTS for the Vectrex? So, yeah.
Man.
We got to play more of that.
Me, I'll set that up first.
All right, so Rob.
Needs no screen.
We've got some big stuff coming up next week.
Yeah, we got Boss Meteory coming up on Tuesday.
All right, so for those of you who are watching the show now, who are in the Wisconsin area, we will be in Madison, Wisconsin next Tuesday night. That's Tuesday the 2nd of May.
Yep.
We are going to be doing a live show. The show will, the podcast will start at around probably 5-ish, and then by 6-ish we hope to be actually running...
Great, a big ass game of werewolf.
A big ass game of werewolf, which is the best way to describe
it. Which is like the thing you drink while playing werewolf.
Yeah. God, that should end up. Yeah. So, Boss Meter is an amazing place in Madison, Wisconsin. They brew some really cool custom meads. We will be doing a show there. We got some great giveaways. In fact, including one copy of Ultimate Werewolf. Ultimate we're giving away.
Ultimates, yeah.
Yeah, so we're giving away that as well as some other goodies that night. If you're going to be in the Madison area or if you live in the Madison area, make sure to check us out. Show will start about 5, runs till 9. Runs till 9 because they close at 9. I know. Yeah, I thought so too.
Single tier.
Yeah, that's not going to give us a lot of time. So, because we normally drink all night. So, till 9 is a little early for us.
But fuck it, let's do it.
We are doing this.
We're going to be beat up from the weekend, you know.
Yeah, well.
By Tuesday?
I will be.
What else is new?
It's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be beat up.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
I'll be heading out early.
He's moving this
weekend. He's moving.
Well, I'm not moving this weekend, but we're doing
getting ready to move.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
We are painting.
The weekend after that.
And scaffolding. Yeah, then it's... I heard you're really good, so you're going to be...
I can move.
Yeah, see, when it comes to moving,
I hear you're like a moving hose beast.
Is it like the main thing?
This table here?
Yeah.
This table is in for a rough time.
All right,
there, Ryan, who thinks he's going to get away with it.
All right.
Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I'm on call. What a shame.
I'm pregnant.
Definitely check us out at Boss Meetery. We will post some links to that on our website as well. Rob, where else can they find us?
Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, and goddamn, who wouldn't?
I know.
www.guysgamesandbeer.net is where you can meet the nerve center of Guys Games and Beer. It links to pretty much everything, including our Twitter at Guys Games Beer and our Facebook site. Free games on these things. Free games everywhere.
Because he's just said that, I will give away 2 games again tomorrow.
Yep.
So if you check out Twitter tomorrow, 2 free games tomorrow.
And on Facebook, it's Free Game Fridays at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. I don't think last week's game was very good, was it?
Why is there a random copy of Mario Kart 64 that I missed?
Because I did buy it.
I think I got 2 copies of that. Oh, no, maybe Starbucks.
Mario Kart 64 is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of, everyone's been posting the Mario drinking and driving.
Yes, yes.
I
think we got to do that someday.
That game's so
We definitely have to do that someday while we're here. All right, so.
Yeah, let's play.
Yeah, let's play as we're drinking.
Sorry.
And we love you too, Benjamin.
That's a lie.
Right. But. No, it's not Thompson.
Wrong Benjamin. Sorry.
I love the Ben, if it's the Ben I'm thinking of.
It's the Ben you're thinking of. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
And that I cannot believe you know him and have not been on 8 and 16-bit gamers yet.
I am.
Oh, you are now?
Yeah, because you invited me.
Because it is epic.
Yeah, man. I just get my popcorn out, and I just, like, it's just like, this is soap opera watching unfold on Facebook, and it's beautiful.
Best damn group
ever. Yeah, it's the best worst group.
It is.
And thank you for inviting me. I didn't miss this in my life.
Right? I swear to God, I wake up in the morning.
It is the Jersey Shore of Facebook.
Yes, it is.
I wake up in the morning, and I got to see what's going on in this group. It's insane. You got to go on it.
I'll invite you.
Just remember, there are things you can't unsee.
I'm friends with all of you.
Okay. The Jersey Shore of Facebook is pretty much the best description for it.
Oh, it's epic. I love it.
All right, Rob, take us out.
All right, thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. We will see you next week. If we don't do a live stream from Boss Meadery,
they've got decent enough.
You'll get this lovely quiz show that we've been taking months to produce. and it's going to suck because we totally recorded it live. It's already been done. It was recorded live.
Suck.
It was rough. We were really, really drunk.
We were really, really drunk.
We were really, really drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Point
you got a point there. All right. Thanks for watching. Enjoy.
We'll see you from our new digs in a couple of weeks.
Yep.